Welcome back to Generation Zedia. We're so excited to get back into all things media and pop culture for our generation. Please welcome my co-host for this episode, Arts and Life editor Neha Sinarine.
Hi, Ashley. And today we're talking about all things boy bands.
So what's the first band you think of when you think boy band?
Big Time Rush, for sure. Because their marketing was everywhere. You can't escape that because they had a show all day long on Nickelodeon.
But like, I didn't watch Nickelodeon growing up. Ooh. So like, for me, the biggest boy band that like I think of is One Direction.
Like, for sure.
You couldn't escape them for years.
Oh, I think if you walked into the Walmart, all you saw was One Direction. Whether it's they're on the covers of the magazines, their dolls. I'm pretty sure they have like crossword puzzle books dedicated to them.
They had like an insane amount of merch. Like, I think, like, so I went to school with a bunch of girls who were obsessed with One Direction. Like, when I say obsessed, I mean like the day that One Direction, like Zayn left One Direction, tears were spilled at
softball
practice.
That was such a dark day in our middle school lives. One thing I remember with One Direction is when Liam Payne and his girlfriend broke up. His girlfriend, Danielle, they broke up. And back on Instagram, I didn't have a personal account. I had a fan account. It was for, it was for One Direction and Little Mix. My username was One Little Mixer. That's actually the same account I have now. So if you really scroll through my followers, you'll definitely find some like abandoned One Direction fan accounts. Anyways, that day when Liam Payne and Danielle Pizer broke up, it was so miserable. And to be honest with you, that's probably the best woman he had in his life. Because right now he's like a deadbeat dad with a son named Bear. And oh my God, actually in the past summer, he had cheating allegations against him too.
But then there's also that thing where, like, he was on this podcast and he was like, yeah, they built One Direction around me.
Oh, yes.
Which is so funny because, like, it's technically true because he had the most experience with bands, but it's such a goofy thing to flex about when he's, like, one of the least successful that's come out of the band.
Do you remember X Factor actually having to, like, post their behind the scenes when they were deciding forming One Direction after that podcast was taken?
Yeah.
It was like all their faces on like this little piece of paper, and they're like, oh, I think these guys would go well together. And I believe it was around Louis. Am I wrong?
I can't remember. But like, I remember that it wasn't like 100% built around Liam. I think he was just saying
that. He was very controversial. And then he said something about Zayn, I believe.
I can't remember. A lot of them didn't get along, like, at all, which makes sense considering they were, like, forced together.
Exactly. And I think that's the interesting thing about boy bands is, like, it's either they're organically made or they're made by a competition show. Like, I know One Direction was made. Big Time Rush was made because it was, like, more of, like, a casting call. But then you have bands like the Jonas Brothers, which, you know, are actually in the same family tree.
They're brothers.
And then I remember also on X Factor, I don't know if you know them, their name is Emblem 3, and they were like buddies. They didn't make it to the finals, but
makes sense.
I saw one of them on TikTok the other day and I was like, oh my God. But they were buddies, but I think they fizzled out just because they got older and their friendship like dispersed.
Yeah. A lot of the boy bands from our generation kind of disintegrated or like came back because they needed money. Like, you know that Carlos didn't have much going for him, and that's why.
Oh, for sure. And definitely Logan as well. So what I do, I've always been a rusher, a big-time rusher for as long as I can remember. So I'd always, like, kind of keep up with them, but then I would, like, unfollow them because I thought they were, like, boring. But then I would refollow them. And Logan had a stint of a solo career, but no one knew his songs, girl. And then he would also, I believe, reading or watching this interview where Logan was like, you know, Big Time Rush was so cheesy, forcing us to do like the boy band dance moves or make us always sing about love songs and about girls. Like, that was it for me. And then like a year later, it's like, oh my God, Big Time Rush is back. So definitely nothing was cutting the check for him just being Logan Henderson at that time.
But like also like the Jonas Brothers left and tried to do their own thing and then came back.
Oh yes, because Nick messed it up. Did you ever see that documentary about the Jonas Brothers?
No, but I watched the roast of the Jonas Brothers on Netflix, and I think that's enough information.
Yeah. So basically it was like an Amazon Prime. Maybe that's why you didn't watch it, because it was on Amazon Prime. So basically they were talking about what, like, so this is when they just got back together when Sucker came out. They released the documentary, which makes sense for marketing purposes, like, where were the Jonas Brothers in this time lapse? And that's when Nick was like, oh, I want to venture off. And I don't know if you remember, but when they were on Disney Channel, Nick also had, like, another band he was in. It was called, like, Nick and the Administration. And
I don't remember
that. Yeah, so this was around, like, Camp Rock 2. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So they were doing Camp Rock, and then there were still the Jonas Brothers. And then Nick was like, oh, my God, I have diabetes. But also, I'm in another band called Nick and the Administration. Can I name one song from Nick and the Administration? Absolutely not. But then they disperse. He still has diabetes. But and then the Jonas Brothers, they kind of leave Disney for a little bit. So now they're independent. Kind of. I don't really know how that record label works. But after that, I don't think we really had a significant work from them until they, like, broke. Oh, they had Pom Poms. Do you know what Pom Poms is?
No.
It came out in the mid-2010s. I remember watching this on E! News. So they had Pom Poms, and it was just so, like, weirdly raunchy. And we were like, this is making us uncomfortable. And then the band broke up because Nick wanted to pursue other interests, which he did. He had, like, two songs.
I think he had more than that, but we only know the two songs.
He had two songs. One was when he tried to rhyme hellish with jealous.
Yes.
And then the other one, I'm pretty sure, was chains. But I think Joe was more successful being apart from the Jonas Brother with DNCE.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can escape Cake by the Ocean.
Oh my gosh. For like 2 years. Listen to it.
I don't, but okay. I actually did a dance to that in my high school dance team.
Yeah. Did you win?
It wasn't like a competitive thing. We just like performed at basketball games.
Oh, that's nice.
I was not good.
Cake by the Ocean definitely has like an ulterior motive to it than a high school basketball game. Who picked the song?
The teacher who ran the club.
Okay.
She actually like choreographed that dance.
Oh, yeah.
But I think there's also like, our generation of boy bands is not the first. Like, there were a lot of, like, older generations had boy bands. Like, the Beatles was, like, the big boy band. I almost wish that I could have witnessed Beatlemania. Yeah.
So, actually, I had a homework assignment in my American popular music class, and it was on the Beatles and the Beach Boys. And basically, the Beatles was talking about the British Invasion, kind of like what happened to us with One Direction. And what I've noticed is, so they had this album that came out. It was called Rubber Souls. And then Beach Boys had Pet Sounds. Yes, because I had my homework assignment on it. Rubber Soul is basically about when they came to America and they left. And a lot of the music, there's one song that Paul McCartney sang on talking about how he like had this relationship with a woman, but he didn't like her anymore because she pursued other career interests, which is like very messy of Paul. But anyways, I think boy bands have significant themes aiming toward their target audience. Like, their PR guy definitely knows that their target audience is not dad that goes to Home Depot. It's definitely girls that are going through like middle school and stuff like that.
Did you ever hear that conspiracy theory that Paul McCartney actually died and he was replaced by someone? Almost like the Avril Lavigne conspiracy theory?
No, how did he go?
I think it was like a car accident or something.
Oh, they Princess Diana him?
Yeah, basically this theory is that they replaced him and then like someone like reversed one of the records and like in it was like Paul is dead or something weird that, but it's like totally fake.
You know what that reminds me of? It reminds me of in Spy Kids when they turn the commercial around and then the monster is like, someone please come and help us, someone come please and save us.
While there's also like the old generation, like the Beach Boys, the Beatles and stuff like that, our parents' generation also had some really good boy bands, like NSYNC.
So my mom, she grew up in the 80s and she was obsessed with this band that Ricky Martin was in. And if I cannot tell you what boy band Ricky Martin was in, but she loved them. She was like, Neha, I wish I saved my posters of these guys so you can have them. And I'm like, Mom, what can I possibly do with these heartthrobs that are like 40 or 50 years old? So she was definitely in it, but I don't think she was that obsessed with them. Like, I think she like danced with her Walkman, but that was about it. I still don't, I like don't believe her when she tells me Ricky Martin was in a boy band, but like, why would she lie about that? Yeah.
I remember like, it's like a yearly thing seeing all the moms from Massachusetts go into Fenway Park and see New Kids on the Block perform.
I feel like
it's like a yearly
thing. Yeah. I feel did New Kids on the Block ever disperse? Because in fifth grade, I had a teacher. Her name is Miss Lumazani. Hey, if you're listening to this, 10 years later, basically, so she was obsessed with New Kids on the Block, and is it Donnie Wahlberg?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's her favorite. And she would have like this vocabulary wall and would have all her favorites on it, like all of them on it. That she had this goat named Donnie on her desk. And she was obsessed with New Kids on the Block. And then she met them at like a meet and greet. And then this was the year 2011. So the camera quality was not great. So she kind of had like this life-size poster of her and New Kids on the Block in her classroom. So once you like love a boy band, that's like a love that will never go away. And I kind of see that with myself, still liking Big Time Rush, even though their show ended like when I was like 13.
Yeah. So New Kids on the Block actually was active from 1984 to 94.
Mm.
And then they took a really long hiatus and came back in 2008.
Oh, yeah.
So there is still hope for One Direction to get back together, even if Liam is like that.
Yeah. Well, they don't need him.
True, they don't need him.
They don't need him. Because oftentimes, even with NSYNC, so fun fact about me, when I was in seventh grade, I had this really huge obsession with Justin Timberlake. Just because Suit and Tie did something to me. And, and like that definitely possessed over my body. And I loved him, so I learned all his songs like prior to that. Like I learned like the Future Sex Love Sounds album and then the Justified album. And then like I think I knew he was in NSYNC, but I didn't really like divulge into it. So I started listening to NSYNC and I really like came to love his music. But then I realized Justin Timberlake is not the best singer in the group. And I was like, uh-oh. But
wait, who is the best singer?
JC Chazez. He's like one of the most like lead front vocals. Like he carries most of the songs. Have you ever noticed that in boy bands? Like there are like two or three main singers and then the other like two are like there.
Yeah, it's like Liam and Niall in One Direction. Didn't really.
I feel like Louis never sings.
I meant Louis.
Yeah. And then in Big Time Rush, like Logan and Carlos never sings. Jonas Brothers, we know who doesn't sing.
Poor Kevin.
Who it is. And NSYNC. So it would be JC and Justin that would always sing. Lance would sing. But Joey Fatone, I'll get into it a little bit. and Chris Kirkpatrick, they wouldn't sing that much, but they're like there for background vocals. And also they're also a band that were assembled by like a managing team. Because, I know so much about Justin Timberlake. So, Justin and JC were on the Mickey Mouse Club with Christina Aguilera, Britney Spears, and Ryan Gosling. So, they were there already there together. And then, they found Lance Bass in Disney World, right?
Like, he was just, like, on vacation?
No, I think he had an agent or something. Like, the agents were talking. And I don't know how they found Joey and Chris, but, like, maybe they also found them in the parks. I don't know. So that formed NSYNC. And then, so JC is clearly the better singer, but I think Justin only thrived over his solo career because he was dating Britney Spears and then they like broke up and like controversial, whatever. And then Joey Fatone now, he actually is the starting like voice in Family Feud. If you ever watch Family Feud episodes, it's always like, my name is Joey Fatone and you're watching Family Feud.
Joey Fatone also does a lot with the Impractical Jokers.
Yeah.
Like, he has like an after show with them or something. Mm-hmm. And like, he's been in a bunch of their episodes.
So I rewatched Hannah Montana like a year or two ago. He's actually in an episode of Hannah Montana. I had no idea. Have you ever seen that episode where Miley like messes up like Jackson's baseball? It's like an autographed baseball.
Yeah.
Yes, he's the baseball player. And the episode name is actually called Bye Bye Ball and not Bye Bye Bye. And I was like, wow, that's smart. So I think that was my first experience with Joey Fatone without knowing it. Like, I knew Joey Fatone before I had my obsession with Justin Timberlake, which is so interesting to me because, you know, they're grown men, but you don't recognize what they were before.
Would you go to Joey Fatone's hot dog restaurant?
He has one?
Yeah, where he is has it? It's called Fat Ones.
Ooh.
He has one in Orlando. I think he has one in New York too.
Ooh. But like hot dogs?
It's like a hot dog place.
I love hot dogs.
Me too.
Oh my god.
So obviously when we think of boy bands, we think of a very specific genre of music. But I want to play devil's advocate a little bit. How far can we go before a band is no longer a boy band?
I don't know, because I feel like the rules of a boy band is very simple. Boys in a band, right?
Exactly.
Like, that's what it is.
But, like, I brought up in conversation with someone the other day that technically Aerosmith could have been a boy band because they were all boys at one point in time.
Exactly.
And they got very upset with me.
Yeah.
They were like, it's not a boy band. And I was like, but
I definitely think Green Day is a boy band, for sure.
Green Day, like, Fall Out Boy, like, the emo bands,
bands. For sure. Like, they're like, because when we associate boy bands, we think of, like, pop music. Like, definitely lovey-dovey, definitely, like, for teenage girls. But, like, why can't other genres have their own type of boy bands? Because, like, there are definitely pop punk boy bands.
Exactly.
And there's nothing wrong with that.
Like, I think that, like, 5 Seconds of Summer really toes that line a little
bit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, they're not 100%, like, pop punk, but, like, they're right on that. They're dancing the line a little
bit. I feel like when they first came out with that underwear song, what was it called? Oh my god.
She looks so perfect.
Yes, the underwear one. The American Apparel underwear. Yes. that was more, I feel like that's when they were competing with like One Direction at that time.
Well, then, I don't even think they were even competing because 5 Seconds of Summer opened for One Direction at one of their tours.
Did you know One Direction opened for Big Time Rush? And then since the, yes.
No way.
Yes, yes, yes. There's a, okay. Oh my god, drama. So, Big Time Rush went on tour and their opening act was One Direction. So I think that's kind of how One Direction kind of got their name going around
the U.S.
Exactly. Because if you have a boy band that girls love and you introduce kind of like
another boy band
with like quote unquote better vocals, I think that's going to be a problem for you. So that's kind of how I think there's like some YouTube video out there on the internet. I think it was Kendall and James like talking about how they were kind of outshined with One Direction, which kind of makes sense. And it's kind of their marketing team's fault too for doing that. But I think at that point when One Direction got bigger, it kind of felt like Big Time Rush was competing with them. And like you're saying, 5 Seconds of Summer open up for One Direction, but they're kind of in the same like category as boy bands. Like, who's competing for the front cover? Who's competing for that perfume line? Who's competing for those dolls? You know what I mean? So I definitely think 5 Seconds of Summer at that time wanted to kind of match the same musical styling as One Direction and Big Time Rush, just to, so they can, you know, have the same audience listen to their music. But I think
their style was definitely more like punk. Like,
but I think now they
like
changed,
looked
it
more like punk, but they wanted that boy band fame. Mm-hmm. Or, like, their team, like, pushed that for them.
Do you also remember that time this band called The Wanted? The Wanted was, like, riff off One Direction, but they had more of a teen Nick appeal, meaning that they're a little bit more PG-13. And they didn't, I think, when I was introduced to The Wanted, it was when I got the compilation album, Now That's What I Call Music, and I only heard that one song, and that was my only, like, stint with The Wanted.
Yeah, Glad You Came was...
It was a banger.
It was a banger. But, like, I feel like it was one of those songs that, like, people, like, hated on just for the sake of hating on it.
But, like, it was so lyrically smart. Like, every line that it... Like, every word the line ended with, the next line would start with. And whoever wrote that popped off. For real.
I think getting into, like, why people don't like something is so interesting. Because, like, I remember... I was, like, the only girl in my class who didn't like One Direction, and I thought I was so special for not liking One Direction. Mm-hmm. And, like, looking back on it, I'm like, I don't understand why I did that.
Did you secretly listen to it, though?
Not really. Like, okay. I'd listen to, like, if it was on the radio, I'd listen to it. And, like, at softball practice, I would have to listen to it because all the other girls really liked them. But I never really, like, I wouldn't go out of my way to listen to them.
Yeah, I think I was a fan of One Direction when their first album came out. Like, when What Makes You Beautiful, like, that era came out. But I felt like as they went on, they progressed in the career, I felt like, I don't think I was a true fan. I think I enjoyed them when they first came out, but there was, like,
you were a casual fan.
Yeah, I think when, there were, like, really a lot of Directioners. So when time went off, like, when they did the album without Zayn, or I remember when Best Song Ever came out, and they had that movie in the theaters. And I knew so many people that went. And I was like, wow, do I really care? But I didn't.
Like, there was a point where I would pretend to like members of One Direction just so, like, I would have some semblance of, like, acceptance from my peers. Like, I'd be like, I'm a Niall girl. I did not know who Niall was. I did not care. I just picked a name. But then, like, people got mad at me for picking Niall. They're like, Niall's mine.
What do you, want me to do?
What do you mean, Niall's yours?
So I remember back to my Stan Instagram. They had like different things about them. I remember, so Zane smoked cigarettes and they would have these posts. I'd be like, Zane, please, for your fans, please stop smoking and please stop doing this. You're making us so sad. And then there's this thing called LLN, which stands for Laughing Like Niall. Right? And then, so that became a thing. And then a few months later, there's a post that was like, guys, please stop typing LLN. You're hurting Niall's feelings, blah, blah, blah. And then they made a thing about Louis that he really likes carrots. So anytime,
I remember that.
Yeah, so anytime a fan would see Louis, they would have a carrot in their pocket to give to that man, which is so interesting. I don't remember what they said about Harry or Liam.
Do you remember the shippers?
Yes.
The Larry shippers.
Oh, yes.
That was the most insane.
That was a time for fan fiction as well.
Well, there was the fan fiction element, which is super fascinating. But also, like, people got mad at Louis when he had a child with that one lady. He was the first one to have a kid. It was, like, right after they broke up.
Oh. And, like, the fans got... I think I blocked that out of my memory.
The fans got mad at him for having a child because they were like, he belongs with Harry. Which is just insane to me. And like that just goes into the whole fan fiction thing. Like, do you remember those like POV things like on Instagram? It was like you go down for heart surgery and you wake up and it was actually like Harry Styles that gave you his heart and so he died.
Oh my god. Did you have Wattpad?
I had Wattpad. I didn't really read.
It kind of scared me, not gonna lie.
I never stuck to Wattpad. Mm. I was always a fanfiction.net girly, and they didn't really do One Direction over there. Okay. That was like more like the TV shows I watched, like stuff like that.
Okay.
But yeah, Wattpad is a nightmare.
It's a terrifying place.
It's still
place.
A nightmare. But like,
oh, Wattpad's still a thing.
Wattpad is still a thing. Though, you know those After movies?
Yes.
Those are One Direction fanfiction made into books from Wattpad. Like they were first published on Wattpad. The thing with One Direction is a lot of them went on to have generally successful careers after One Direction. I mean, Harry Styles obviously is one of the most famous artists in the sphere of music right now. He's doing this really long tour with, like, he did 15 shows at Madison Square Garden this fall, and like the tickets are like $1,000 and stuff. But a lot of people forget the other members.
Yeah. I feel like Zayn, when he left, he had a very successful way to go solo because he was the first one to like go on his own. And I think when he went by himself, I think that was when he released Pillow Talk and was with Gigi Hadid. So I think those elements really put him on the map, but I don't think he like makes music that often anymore.
Yeah, like I remember a few of his singles that he put out, and like he was on the 50 Shades soundtrack with Taylor Swift. But like he's not at that level that Harry ended up getting to. And like, don't even get me started on Liam.
Yeah.
Just strip that down.
Featuring Quavo.
Like, his career, I think he expected a much bigger career.
I think he could have had so much potential if he took it, because he has a great voice, but I think his personality overrides his music, which is so distasteful, and that's why people don't appreciate him or respect him too. Because I feel like when you go solo, you kind of have an idea of what you want your career to be.
Yeah.
And I think he just took the wrong route. I think Niall has more, like, retail music. I'm only saying that because I hear him at my job every single day.
Niall's career is very, like, toned-down music, which I think matched his personality. Like,
yeah.
He's very
preserved.
He understood what made him famous in One Direction and, like, what made girls like him in that. And he brought that over to his solo career.
Yeah.
And I think Harry did that a lot, too.
Yeah. And then Louis?
Louis has been releasing music.
I just don't know.
I have not listened to any of it. I think that lines up with the people who like the band. Because there were Zayn girlies, there were Harry girlies, and Niall girlies. I don't know a single Liam or Louis girlie.
Yeah. You're so right. And Louis? I remember another thing about Louis besides carrots is that he wore a striped T-shirt with navy stripes, a white T-shirt, and then he had suspenders. That was a Louis thing.
The suspenders. What do you think some of the best boy band songs are.
Okay. I Want It That Way. Bye Bye Bye. What Makes You Beautiful. The song from New Kids on the Block that's like, everybody.
Yeah.
Oh my God, that's a Backstreet Boys song. Sorry.
That's embarrassing. I knew what song you were talking about.
All right. Oh, okay, just kidding. New Kids on the Block does not have any recollection in my brain. Boyfriend by Big Time Rush means a lot. Worldwide means a lot to me. Just because I am a big Time Rush girl. What do you think?
I like Midnight Memories a lot from One Direction. Another song I really like that isn't really as popular now because it's from the Beatles is Helter Skelter. I love the song Helter Skelter.
My favorite Beatles song is Eleanor Rigby and Yellow Submarine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then, of course, we can't forget the best boy band, 4Town.
Oh, my God. 4Town.
What was their song called?
I never gonna make you cry. Oh, no. I never met nobody like you.
Got friends and I've had buddies.
It's true, but they don't turn my tummy the way.
Oh my God, wait, there's 4 songs from 4Town.
They released stuff without me knowing.
I guess so. Well, this was a lot of fun talking with you, Neha. I always love having our little chats. So that's all for this episode of Generation Zedia. Thank you so much for coming on the show with me this week, Neha.
Thank you so much for having me. Now it's time for me to start my solo career.
I will be listening.
Thank you.